Lachim and Alf. The Mishnah says, "Mais, mais the zocher shulchan is mais with a zocher and male sheep. Zokein, it was old.
Call it a sheep.
What
a ram? What is a ram?
A ram, yeah. So when it's in a Rachel, right? So it's a Rachela is a female, okay. And a Rachel is a male, and a Bechor only applies to males. That's why we have to say here we didn't go here with a male because the Bechor is not my male. Zokain, usar medudel, and the hair was medudel was dangling, which means it was very very old. I mean, a Bechor, you're not allowed to shear the wool of a Bechor balmom, a Bechor is bechal a Bechor, and being that this was a Bechor.
And no one ever bothered to do anything with it?
Right, you're not allowed to, because the Bechor has to be brought as a korban. And the Mishnah is discussing the case b'zman she'ein, when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait until it gets a blemish. The Yisrael gave the animal to the Kohen. And the Kohen now has an obligation to just to sit and wait around until the Bechor on its own develops a blemish. So in the meantime, there's nothing you can do with the animal.
Is it also Bahanoto?
It's pretty much.
So you can't work with it?
You can't work with it, you can't share its wool. There's nothing you can do. And therefore,
you can't mate it? Can you mate it?
No, nothing. If it, by okay. itself it does, but no, you can't. There's okay. nothing you can do with it. And therefore, because you cannot share its wool, so sort of medulled over here was dangling.
Old and matted and okay.
The Rohu Kastar Echad, and there was a guy, there was a Goyish officer that saw, that observed this animal, had very long hair. V'omar Mativa Shalzeh, what is going on? Why don't you shear the wool of this animal, and why do you allow the wool to remain so long? Armalo, they told him, Bukharu. It's a Bukhar. And they told him the halacha, V'einan Nishkat Elim Ken Hayyub Mum. The reason why it's sitting around so long, we didn't shech, was because since the Bukhar, and there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's nothing we can do until it gets a blemish. So what did he do? Not all Pigam. Pigam means a spear. With Sodom Oznoi, and it nicked its ear, made a blemish. Oh, now you have a blemish. So now go ahead and shecht it.
That's what the guy did.
The guy did. So the guy said, "Bob Meisel of Nechacham, Vitiu Neomater. They were matter. Now, why would
they do it? No. If it happened.
The guy, you're not allowed to tell the guy to do it. The guy is listening. Right. The guy is listening. Exactly. Like, but over here, the guy did not know.
Yeah. Why didn't you tell the guy to do it?
What?
Why can't
because you? That's like a shlichus. It's almost like shlichus.
You can't make a woman a bechor.
No.
Isser deraisa
to make a woman a bechor. Call mum lo yihi a boy. You're not allowed to be matal a woman in the bechor.
Okay.
So there's no beis hamikdash. She's stuck in the middle. You can't bring that as a carbon. So what do you? So the guy went and achashetiru. So the guy went. And the guy was matal woman. Now the guy had no clue. Then I realized that after he did this, Shalom Aleichem, look at the Rashi Dibur Masal V'Tiroi. Shrei Ein Loi Mar Shagoy Hazel Atiroi Nischavein Shrei Einu Yodeh Shal Yidei Mum Shiyaseh Bo Yishochet El Imke Nofal Me'elos. So the question, why then did he do it? Stam, so it's a very bizarre why he did it. Because what was the guy thinking? The guy took a knife. He made it. He said, why are you letting this animal roam around? It's an old animal. So there's no mum. Oh, so he makes some mum. Now the guy, the way the whole thing's clear from the mission, the guy never thought that by him making the mum, it's going to make a difference.
Correct.
So why then did he do it?
Why did he do it? Put it out of its misery. Maybe.
No, but that he didn't put it into death. He didn't kill it. So what
sounds
was...
like there may have been something in Haram going on.
No, it seems not.
Yeah, so
the guy
the,
asked...
Why do we care why he's doing it?
Because
he did it on behalf of the
why'd he
Israel.
Do it? If he did it, well, why would he go through the effort? He sees over here that the animal is not being slaughtered. Why not? Because there's no blemish. So he goes and he makes a blemish. Why would he waste his time, his effort to make a blemish unless he wanted something to happen?
Well, he wanted to be matzah.
Then the Kohen can eat it. So the question
but now
is.
That it has a mom, was it going to give it away? It's telling.
Well, that was a previous Mishnah. Right. He wants it as a blemish, so certainly the Kohen can shecht. The question
right.
is, who else
right.
can he feed? Can he feed other Kohanim,
right.
the Israelim? Yeah, the question over here is.
If he held, you can give it to the guy, and maybe the guy had an interest in.
He's saying very good. He's saying over here, but then obviously he had an interest that he thought that by putting a mummy, it's going to be matter it.
Right.
But the truth is, it doesn't. The truth is, it's clear from the Mishnah that the guy never thought that his action
right.
would make a difference.
How does Rashi know that?
Because from the Gemara doesn't explain that. It's going to be very clear from the Gemara. So the question over here is, so what then was the good thing? So therefore, it's a good kasha. I don't know. The guy went, And he took a sword. Look at Rashi, speaking of the roimach is a sword. V'tiroi yishara ein loimar. Don't tell me shagoy hazel lahatiroi nischavin. Don't tell me when the guy inflicted a blemish, it was his content to be matter. Sharei einoi yodea sha'al yidei mum sh'yasa bo yishochet. Ella al karchach nafal me'elav. Now it could be, so I'm thinking out loud now, maybe he thought that the wool, maybe he thought that by being, maybe he thought, the guy thought, that by putting a mum in the animal, you can now shear its wool. Because that's how the Mishnah starts off. The Mishnah says, but there was a Shulchim, So what did they do? They not by Pigum with some Oznai. So the Lechor, maybe, I'm suggesting that's what he, because otherwise was it insane? The guy just does things for no reason? Maybe, yeah. But the Pasha says he had a Kavana. But his Kavana was Kavana, he never in his wildest dreams thought that what he's going to do is going to be allow the Jews to shecht it. So it's almost as if it got a blemish by accident. So therefore, Enochanami, the Chum said, here the Jews did not put a blemish in the animal. The animal got a blemish by itself. It was some the matter it. When the Goy saw now that because they put a blemish, not only can they take, they're able to shecht it. So the Achash Etiroi Cholach the Goy went with Seram Ozne B'choyroi Sachedim. He went on a mum spree. A mum spree. He was blemished all the firstborn animals in the whole. And now here it was clear that he realized his action is going to allow the Kohanim to eat the firstborns. That's also the Osroi, that's not called a blemish. A blemish is only when the blemish that's happens by itself. This is not called a mum me'ela. This is called a mum deliberate. Okay, now we have another sword, very, very similar. So, Bamach, the Tom, Hoytinikos, Mesachin, the sword, they were children, Kindlach. They were playing in the field.
Well, let's say a kid would have done it.
What?
A cotton would have done it.
Right, that's the case. That's the case. Right, children, ketanim, mesachakim basta in the field. The koshu zanve teloim zebazem. They tied the tails to each other,
right.
And by doing so, the animals they tried the nifsika zinovay shel echad mehem. And through playing around with the tail of one of the animals, which is a mum kavua, varehu bechor, and it was a bechor. So the question was, is this called a blemish by an accident? Do we say that it was inflicted deliberately? And the Chum said it's mutter. So what do we see? We have another story where a blemish happened by accident and it's mutter. Oh, so this because it was an accident. Rohu sheitiru. When the Kindlach saw that because of what they have done, now they can eat, have a good lunch, meat. So they went tomorrow, the next day, took all the animals, all the firstborns, and played this game. Holchu, v'koshu, zanbois, b'chodes, achedim, v'oh. But here the Rabbanan said it's osur. Because they obviously, they did it now with Kavana, realizing by doing this, they're going to be mad to the b'char.
And if you do it with Kavana, it's not called
it's osur. That's not called it's osur.
Even though you didn't command them to do it.
Exactly. Because basically, they're still doing it on their own. Ze'aklal kol shuhu l'dayte, osur shle l'dayte, mud. That's the rule of here. That any time the b'char is inflicted in an animal with das, it's osur. Shaloy l'dayte is mutter. Good?
Yeah, now, give us a puzzle.
Now, what? About Makar for this? Kol mum lo yiba. I know the Gemara is not going to give. The Gemara is not going to. It's a rule. It's Pashut. I guess part of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is Kol mum lo yiba. The Pasuk is Pashut. I guess that's Pashat in the Pasuk. Kol mum lo yiba. That a mum that's put in an animal has to be deliberate with das. In these two instances, it was Shalai B'das.
Kol mum lo yiba. Does it mean it was inflicted? It could be Me'ilah.
Okay, so okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know the exact source, but basically, let's put that aside for now. This obviously is a gzeres hakasa. There has to be a blemish, has to be inflicted with das. Now, the Gemara's question over here is: why do we have to have two stories? Why is the Mishnah going to the effort to teach us two separate stories? Pamacheres hayu utzricha. We need two separate stories. The Ashman goy. The only case of the goy, the first case of a goy, to the osil lemisrach. Because in this case, gezunte hate. The guy had no clue that by him inflicting a blemish, we're now going to be able to eat the meat. So,
means
he's not going to be able to continue in this. Mishrach means Mishrach means to be attached. Literally means to be attached, which means he's going to struggle. He's going to become accustomed. He's going to become accustomed to continue in this evil practice. When a person sees that crime pays, he gets addicted. So the guy did an Avera. And the Avera that he has done was beneficial. that
to him, to the
for the Jews. So he's, I guess the Jews are very happy. They're patting him on the back.
That's right.
He's very happy. So he's going to want to get another pat on the back. So what's he going to do?
So we're
going to
encourage him to do it?
Oh, so by paskening that the Bechor is mutter, even the first time, even the first time, you are basically encouraging him to do an Avera. You're encouraging him to do an Avera. So the Gemara here says, the Ashman, Goy Lesl Mishach, Goy Lesl Mishach.
We're not.
Why? Because we don't care. Gesund to hate. If we're going to be mad to the Bukhar. We're going to be mad to the Bukhar. Oh, but the guy sees that we're mad to the Bukhar, he's going to get excited. Look at that. I have accomplished something. So you know what? Let me do it again.
But it's not going. We're not cautious for that.
Why not? Because we don't care.
Because the guy is not to do this kind of stuff.
Oh, because we don't. Yes, we don't care about his chinuch.
Rashi,
Gloyasa Lemishrach, Lil Moid Lahatil, because we don't care. The high guy Lemishrach, Lil Moid, he will learn Lahatil Mumbikodashim. This Sirche, the guy Leichbis, we couldn't care less.
He has nothing to benefit from it.
No, he does have what to benefit from it. Because he'll do, let's say, he'll go to another town. He'll go to another this town, when he'll do it the second time, we're not going to be mad, because then he knows what's going on. But maybe he'll go to another town, Chvesnes, whatever he'll do. Tzare Noho Kubi Sura. A guy is not someone who Chazal take into consideration his religious observance. Putting a mum in an animal of Kodesh is an Avera. The guy here has done an Avera. And he sees, because of his Navera, his benefit. Wow, crime pays. Let me do this again. You want to do it again? Do it again. We don't care. We're not concerned about you doing Averas. Because Rashi learns, Rashi doesn't translate literally. Good point. I didn't pay attention. Rashi is coming to tell us not to translate the words literally. Deloy Osi L'Mishrach means figuratively, we're not concerned that the guy will now get excited and do this again. Because even if the guy does get excited, that's the whole essence of a guy. A guy does averos. So it is not in the parasha that we should be concerned with his continuing.
So therefore we're asrit or we're matter?
We're matter it. Because let's explain. When Chazal are matir, the animal, the Bukhar, with this blemish, that's a danger. What's the danger?
I'll
do it again. So do we care that a guy will do it again? We don't care. If he'll do it again, we're not going to be matir it. But forget about us. Let's look at the guy. The guy will be doing an Avera. The guy is doing an Avera. Do we care? As far as we're concerned, it makes no nafkamina, because we have a general rule. And if a guy does it bedas, it's aser. Shalai bedas is mutter. So the first time was shalai bedas, it's mutter. The second time will be bedas, it'll be aser. Put that aside. What about us being concerned that a guy is doing a sin? You know, something we couldn't care less.
Right. We don't care about a guy.
Therefore, when it says aser l'mishrach, it's to be translated figuratively, we're not concerned with the guy doing an avera. Avol kata, when it comes to second by the mishnah kata, nishadot l'mishrach, but a kata, and the second of the tinaika is,
right.
If we're going to tell the children, oh, because you played around and the tail fell off, now we're going to have meat for lunch tomorrow, so that they're going to get excited and they're going to come to do an avera another time.
What does it mean, aim?
I would say that it should be forbidden even the first time.
Had you only told us the case of the guy and not told us the case of the children?
Say the children, when they tie the tails together,
we also avul kad aslo mishach emolai viashmin.
Just tell us the cotton.
Oh, viashmin cotton. Let's just say the cotton. Why mishum de loyasi lechlufe begad? Because the observers. What about us? Let's look at it from our perspective. Chazal are going to say the children were playing around with the animals, and by accident they go matal mum. So you know what? It's mutter, because everyone will obviously know the reason why it's mutter in this case is because the one that made the mum was a child. A child doesn't know what he's doing. But if a guy who's an adult, not everyone knows he's a guy. Not everyone is aware that the person that is a guy. Maybe it doesn't make a difference a guy or a Jew. Maybe they do know he's a guy, but he's an adult. And if Chazal are going to say that it's going to be mutter when an adult does it, they'll come to me. People will say, even if a Jew is matil a mum in the animal, it's going to be mutter. If a Jew is matil, it's never going to be us mutter. Because we can make a mistake begodol. Avol goy the osil the achluf begodol. Where if a goy can make a mom, so too an adult can make a mom.
Yeah, maybe it should be also.
And in that case, for sure, it's going to be also. If we should make a gzili, when the goy is matalbum by accident, it should be also. Emoloi. That's why it's shricha. That's why it was absolutely necessary for the mission to teach us both different sugyas and sugyas of katan.
Emoloi.
I would say that it's not mutter. That if the guy loy means the halacha will be that it's going to be us. Loy means the halacha will not be correct. And therefore, that's why it's tzricha. It was necessary for the Mishnah to teach us both cases. Good.
So the Kotlin comes to teach us that even though a choshish, maybe his ragel, that's what the Kotlin comes to teach you.
Right.
And the guy comes to teach you that lachlufe. They were not concerned.
Right. Correct. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Ketina, Lo Shana Wele, De Amalei. Ella Imkein Haya Baimum. What exactly did you say to the guy? The guy, what was the Maisa Shahaya? There was an animal, a sheep, and had long hair. And the long hair was dangling. And the guy said, no, why is there such long hair on this animal? So they said, because it's a Bukhar. And a Bukhar, that's a tam. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do with it. So what did they say? They didn't tell the guy, unless you will go and inflict the blemish. They told the guy something indirect, which did not serve as a direct order or instruction to tell the guy that if you will be so kind to the matal amum, we'll be able to eat it. They were very careful what they said. Lo yishur when do we know that it's going to be mutter if the guy puts a blemish, el di amalei ela im kein hoya by mum. Because the guy thinks, as we try to explain, the guy thinks about me putting a blemish, that'll be matter you to shear off the wool. But for shrita, it has to hoya. The word hoya has a connotation, it was an accident. It just happened by mistake. Aval im omar lei, but or omru lei, but if the Jew said to the guy, im nasa, by mum, the word nasa has a connotation that even if you do it deliberately, that will be sufficient to be matter the animal be achila. And nasa by mum, I would
when
the guy is doing it, the guy knows good and well that he's being matter the mum to be matter be achila. Even the first time it's going to be us be achila, kiman do amole zil ave be mumadami, and it's going to be us. Let's see, memelu, why? Mali hoya, mali nasa. So the Gemara does not like this answer because it's memela. Rashi shlo hoya yodei hagoy sheyeh mutter al yodoy v'loy lahatir v'hatir nischavim. The Gemara does not like this answer. The Gemara does not like this. The nuance of expression. Even if you would say to the guy elim kain, even if you say to the guy elim nasa boimum, the Gemara is saying that it's not a significant difference between the word hoya and the word nasa. The word hoya means an accident, a maise, an act of Hashem, a natural disaster. Nasa means a deliberate. So what? Even if you're telling the guy it was done deliberately, the guy, we explained, had no clue that his act would be matir the Bukhar to eat. He thought maybe the wool, but not to eat. So even though the language doesn't make a difference. Even though we say hoya means it happens accidentally. So what? Even if
the guy has no clue, doesn't know anything about it.
Even if you say to unless a person comes and makes a blemish, let's say you'd mislead him. If a person comes and makes a blemish, it's going to be mutter. He doesn't think that he's a guy. By him doing it, it's going to make a difference. He doesn't have any clue. Nasa by mum. So what difference does it make over there? Rashi says nasa mashma alidei adam. So even though, I guess he knows that he's a guy, he knows that he's not the same type, he thinks that a Jew has to make the blemish. If you would say, Nasa, it was done, Ali de Adam, so he doesn't consider himself enough of a man that, is that what it's saying? That's what Rashi's saying, right? Rashi says where Nasa means Ali de Adam.
You have to look at the Rashi
for
El Amalei.
Jewel El Castor. Ain't in that initial Elim can hoy by mum. Memela. Which means an act, natural disaster. The lekalim, from the words of Hoya, he learned dinichalu that they are instructing him that they warn him like a hilchah Shabbos, right? They're giving a remes. Shal baimum nasarash, he says, has a connotation of mashma ali de adam. Oh, you say nasar, so that's already a hint to the guy. You do it. You do it, it'll be mutter. But Mori says, not so. The goy does not think that he is enough of a man that even the word nasa should make a difference. Isn't that
Pella?
Memelo, shlohoi yodea. Even nasa. But what do you mean? Doesn't the word nasa mean a man? I'm not a man. Al yodoy. Oh, but I'm an Adam. I'm an Adam. Okay. I'm not enough of a man.
But he doesn't know from the
Loy Lahat in his Mamashab, Pili Ploy. Vaita. And that's why it comes to the Tzulif Rava is Chilik in the Gemara. And he holds there's no Chilik between the word Chaya and Mame. Even if you say the word Nasa, the halach is the same. The guy does not realize, does not believe that his act is significant to be matter mil. It's going to be mutter. El nasi minam milhu v'lo shnod makes no difference. Vayta zeh klal kol shul b'das also lasuy. My what's the klal? If you have a klal in the Gemara is lasuya is always going to be marbe lasuy grama. Even a grama is enough. Rashi over here now. Rashi this is a merger Gemara because in Shas there's a machlokes. There's a big sugya. There's a called grama and a garmi. What's the chilek in a grama and a garmi? All the books and all the shelves over here will not be enough to try to figure out the difference, which is all we basically know is that a garmi is direct and a grama is less direct. When you contrast the two, one is more direct, one is less direct. So the Bible here says explicitly the word grama, and Rashi is entering into an arena that is extremely dangerous. He's coming to tell us. And he's coming to tell us. It's coming to what is a grama? A grama, Rashi says, is you put some dough, some bait. A wolf will come. Grama in minich. Botsek dough udvela al gabi oizen habuchar kedei shayova yakele v'yitilen shetekin and the mill will bite it off. That is called a grama. That's not called the garmi, that's called the grama. It's less direct, and that will be sufficient in order to be lasuy grama, to tell you that no longer the Bukhar is us. You're not allowed to be goyrem the Bukhar to get a blemish, and the mela. What does that mean? You're talking according to innocence. Tumah means you're innocent, like Lashon of Tam. Rashi, Shloshe'elam kastor mativoy. If the guy did not ask, a question. He just said, Elohim atzmam mesichim lefi tumam, v'emre'e lo yishochet zeli olam, ela yidei mum, v'lo yinishchav l'kach shiyot she... The Jews are talking amongst themselves. Okay, they're giving, they're talking, look at this animal, Nebuch, this animal is walking around the street. And its hair is so long, the wool is so long, the Jews are talking, and a guy just happens to be passing by, and he happens to be hearing the Jews speak Lefitum is going on the Jews. Right. Oh, they tackle, they needed to be a blemish so they can shift the wool. So let me do it. The guy had no clue by him putting a blemish in the ear, now it's mutu biachila. That is sufficient.
That sounds much better for the Mishnah. That's a more possible case of why the guy would have done it.
Okay. He matzah misimu fi tumam v'yamu eizel yishosh l'olam yolam adayim mum v'neschavnu l'kach sheyotl. The Jews never had kavana that the guy should be matzah mum. No, wait, let's step back. Let's clarify. Over here, the case is where the guy, where the Jews said it can't be shechted. Let's clarify. When it said in the Mishnah, the ain initial elim kein hoye by mum. Okay, so that's the case where it's going to be. They said to the guy elim kein hoye by mum. That is called shloiladas. And the Gemara is saying, what is another example of shloilad? So why is this better? It's a kol shekain. I don't understand. What was the Mishnah over here? Is it a kol shekain?
What's a kol shekain?
The Gemara is saying, zeklal. The Mishnah is zeklal. Kol shuhum ledaitoi is also. What's called ledaitoi? Even a grama. Shaloi ledaitoi mutter. Now the Mishnah already taught us a case of shaloi ledaitoi.
So we have to understand what that case is.
Of the Mishnah.
Because now we're coming to the Lidasuye. So what is the original case?
The original case was Shahoya. The guy asked a question. The guy asked a question and said, what in the world is going on? And they told him an answer. And because of his answer, he took action.
You're asking us. Obviously, if in that case, it's mutter, so certainly Messiah lefi tuma. I don't need to tell you that.
What do you have to say? You have to say it's pumpa. It's not so. Because when the goy is asking the question, the goy is initiating. So that's certainly called shloi ledas. That's what the Mishnah over here is saying. If the goy is the one who asked the question, he is the initiator. So then we give him a vague answer, and he cuts it off. I don't do this. I am nothing. I'm sitting here.
But maybe Nesil of the Tuma should be also.
Oh, why? Because when it's Nesil of the Tuma, we're initiating. The guy had no intent to do anything.
You're really not initiating.
We're the one.
You're having a conversation with somebody.
Oh, but since a grammar. It's more of a grammar. Since we're talking amongst ourselves, and we happen to bring up the point, and the guy happens to listen, so we have taken the first step. And now the guy, so maybe that's worse. Maybe that's like a grammar, and it should be usur. Kamash milan. Even in that case, it's called shalidav. Okay, good?
Yeah.
That's why it's talking more of a chiddush. You have to be very careful of the mission. Next mission. Let's say, a bukhar, and the bukhar is chasing after a person. And what do you do with the response?
Chasing the owner.
The owner. And what does the owner do? The owner bites it. Takes out a stun gun. Or takes out his weapon and he gives it and he shoots it.
Gives it a boom.
He bites. He kicks it. He gives it a gzetz. He kicks it by kicking there for the save of himself. What happens? He gets a blemish. Is this called an accidental mum? It's mutter. Omar, Papa, when we learn over here that if he kicks it, it's going to be mutter. Only when he kicked it to save himself. Aval yachar redifa. But let's say you kick it after the animal. In other words, therefore it's no longer a danger. Then he adds frustration. Low, it's also. Pshit, of course, was the chish. Mahu, the same.
It's
not called a blemish. It's right. It's called midas. The Gemara says, of course, once the danger has come to an end and the animal is no longer chasing after you, of course, the Gemara says no.
What happens when you're still in danger? So
then that's called self defense. So self defense, that's not called you bekavanu amata lamum. It's a habna mum habn by itself. The animal got what it deserved. The animal got what it deserved. But if you go and you go matul the mum, that's gonna be also Aval Lacharidifoloy. But you must of course what's Mahu the same, you might say Sarahu the midkar. No. Anything that you use, the murder Gemara is incredible Gemara, and the uses Gemara is exactly what you talk about when police and all these police stories. The Gemara is saying there's a Havamina that if you were under attack and now the danger is over, you're still shaken up. Or maybe the animal, so take out your weapon and shoot it. Even though the threat has been neutralized, there's a svara to say that you're entitled to take out your weapon and to shoot the aggressor, the perpetrator. And mamela, it's going to be considered to be shaloi midas. The Gemara is saying there indeed is such a svara. It's a valid svara. Kamashmalan, it's not valid. Kamashmalan, it's not a valid svara. So mahu the same atzari who the midkar. The tsarhu the midkar kamash mulan. Oh, we don't say that. Okay, we say that it's already it's too late. Too late to Rashi. It's mamash moritik thing to talk about all different types of stories here in the news. Rashi says Rashi over here. Tsare masharotfai. No, there is no right. Next igdiyam. Some say I'm gonna publish the loitim b'shas v'difa in avul shol b'shas v'difa loy elafilu liachar v'difa nami. My timer. Tsarihu the midkar. Isn't it amazing? You can go take this to the court of law. Show this Gemara to all those situations where you have a police officer, he's in danger, and he neutralizes the threat, and after the threat has been neutralized, he shoots his weapon to kill or to injure the perpetrator. And he can say it was self-defense, because tsarihu the midkar. And it's valid when it comes to Bukhar. It's not called Yomatl Mum Bekotchen Midas, called Mishloy Midas. So, Umoysar Oda Menabehema? Oyin.
Amiridi
in the Shema. Amiridi in the Shema. Isn't the murder Gemara over here?
Right there.
Take this Gemara and present it to the Supreme Court and see what they say. Unbelievable. Aaron Lish is not learning a Daf Gemara. He's too busy.
Amar Avihuda.
Right. Amar Avihuda. Mutal Hotel Mum Bukhar Kodim Shetzalav or the murder Gemara over here. If you have an animal that's pregnant with the Bukhar, this man has that, you know what you do? Abortion. You go, you put your hand, you put your hand into tzani yematul mamega defect. Mutul lahatul mum bechor koydim sheyetzel aver olam amarava.
Got what? And it's not called your oven avera.
Right, because it's not called mum because it's not yet. It's not called a creature. Yeah. It's not called Bol Olam. The Kedush is not yet there until it comes to Avi Olam. Unbelievable.
Gemara.
Is it
then that in Kachim? That it's not called Kedush until the moment when it comes into the world?
It's totally in Petarachim. No, I don't think so.
It's not called it has not been considered born yet.
Born yet. The Din B'chor is Petarachim.
So it's the
right. The Din B'chor, the Chalois Kedushas B'chor is first Chal when it comes out. B'chor is like other Kachim. Other kachim, either it's mamish chulin until you makdash it, or the mother is kodesh. The mother is kodesh. Bechor has a special din. The mother is pure chulin. But when this fetus comes out, la'aver ha'olam, it's yotza la'olam through the rechem of the mother, at that moment it gets kedushas bechor. So if you can preempt its kedusha by being matul l'mum, what?
Even if it goes back in.
Yeah. Once it goes out to the rechem, it gets kedusha. Right. But if you can be matel the mum before the animal comes out, you have preempted its kedusha, and the male it works. Let's see. Omar Rav, Agadya Beudnei, Agadya. Where should you be matel the mum? Agadya means a goat. Beudnei, the ear. Imra, sheep. Bisif vasei, the lips. Igadiyam. Some say Imra nami Beudnei. Why? Emor derech tzedav nafak, because it comes out from the sides. Now, what does it mean to Rashi? Rashi here says, Gadya. Look at Rashi. Rashi, because we learn the Bukhar in the Kodesh, Ad Shetakachul Rechem, until the Rechem. Gadya Budnet, Gidig, Oznav Aduchais, Vekodim Shetakol Roshah, Nirin Oznav Yachol Lahatul by Mom. You have an opportunity. The Kodz Man Shalay Yotza, Kol Roshah, Enuk Yolud. So they're saying, they're just saying the matter of practicality. It is giving you a matter of advice, good advice. If you want to go be matul mum, the bukhar comes out in the ears. Imra sheep besif say sifasav nirin tchila the oznav kashuois for enem nirois ad sheyetzikol roish. Therefore, you have to go in a sheep. Your ear is not going to work because you can't reach the ears when the animal is coming out. So the only place you can do is the lips. Oh, and then the Gemara says, no, even when it comes to a gedi, you should do it on the lips. That was the second opinion. Because it's a possibility, because if it comes out sideways, sometimes a sheep does not come out.
Breach,
for sure, there's no kedusha of a breach. No, but there's no kedusha. It has to come from the rechem.
But he means it's a Syrian.
Kasha Yivolet. No. I'm sorry, I'm being confused. A breach means it comes out backwards, upside down. Right. So it's not mamish upside, then it's the sides. If it comes out on the side, then you are able to reach and to make contact with the ears before it comes out, it's going to be mutter. Vait, the next piece of
mark. So we don't say raiv, it only goes after the head, that's the whole raiv. The raiv of the head is out, that's considered a birth.
Right,
The whole animal, let's say it was a breach, and the whole animal came out except for the head.
No.
That's not considered Yivolet.
No, Yivolet means the head. The head. Amarava, new Gemara. Amarava. Ochel v'loy michaze. Let's say, you have a bechor. Im lebechor yesh mum besuch piv. Let's see over here. Rashi. Rashi says im lebechor yesh mum besuch piv. V'chi ochel lo the loy michaze. You have a blemish, but it's not nira leinayim. You only can see the blemish when the animal opens up its mouth when it's eating. Yeah, what's the Musa Haskell? They look good.
When they open up their mouth,
then you know who they really all about. Murdik, very good. So Amarava. So we get over here, so we have this over here, so true over here, so this is Gval Gutar over here. Amarava, Ochel.
Karpas, Kalarisha and Pesosum.
Amarava, Ochel Vloy Mischazi. When the animal opens up its mouth, Vloy Mischazi, but Poe, but when it Vloy Mischazi, when the animal is eating, Vloy Mischazi, but Poe, but when the animal is. Animal opens up, why makes noise? Okay, soyek, it cries out. Then umichaze havi mumo, Mike Mashmalon, tenena hachutin hachit soynois shenifkemu v'shenig mimu. With regard to the chutin over here referred to the molars, the teeth. The chutin over here refers to the teeth, the outer teeth. Okay, Rashi is the kache deshine shekorin, whatever that word is. Hachit soynois oisam shelufnim kenegin chotmai. Those are opposite its chaitim, its nostrils. These are the teeth. Shenifgimu, which have been damaged, or v'shem nigmimu, which means they've been cut off, okay, they've been damaged or cut off, ha-pnimiyos, or the pnimiyos, the innermost teeth, they have to shen ne'ekru. It's not enough that they should be damaged or cut down. They have to be completely removed. The halach is, the halach is, then the animal is not, it's not a balmom. The animal, I'm sorry, the animal is a balmom. My timer, lav nishum dechi pore michase. So what's pshat? The innermost teeth cannot be seen when the animal is eating. But the innermost teeth can be seen when the animal is screaming, when it's crying out. So you see here clearly that you have a blemish that's not apparent. Nikor lehedya. But when the animal is pohi, it's nikor. That is enough. Nikor a blemish. So we know this already. Amar papa, ravanami, time of the basis in the forest, and echanami, it's not as echanami. He's not coming to teach you something new, he's coming to explain. My time on neku, having mumma, mishum de chipoi, mechaz, and echanami, he's not coming to teach you a new Allah, he's just coming to explain. When he said this memory, it was not meant to be an independent statement. It was meant to explain the Mishnah, to give you the time of why taka it is so, that when it comes to the innermost teeth, which you cannot see when the animal is eating, it has to be uprooted. Next Mishnah number 3 for today. Now we have over here suspicion. A suspicion, how did the blemish come into existence? Maybe it happened by accident, or maybe a person inflicted the blemish because they're just tired already and they want to eat it. So the rule is, we have to have testimony, how did the blemish come about? So if it's a shepherd, because these are blemishes which normally come through rough handling, through people, these are not mumim which develop accidentally by themselves. So right away, the animal is suspect. There's a suspicion that it was deliberately done to the animal, which would not be mad to the animal be achila.
Which would what? Bidei adam.
Bidei adam, an blemish that comes bidei adam.
Right.
There's a suspicion that it was inflicted by a person.
Lachish, haruyim.
It's right. These are.
I'm just thinking out loud right now. The boss is a kohen or Yisrael?
The kohen. It doesn't matter. You give it to a shepherd. The shepherd is tired of taking care of it. I want to get rid of this animal already. I'm being paid minimum wage. I can get a better job. I don't want to deal with this animal. Anyway, being paid for other animals. So it's a burden to me.
I'm
thinking maybe he wants to gain favor, could with his be, boss. By giving a mom, like the boss can eat it.
Maybe. And a chanami, maybe. Whatever the consideration. But the halach is, if a person is matal mum biyodayim, biyodayim, bidas, that's not matter. So we have over here, the animal comes in front of us. We have over here a blemish. This blemish typically only comes about through a human being. A person went and stabbed it.
I respectfully disagree. It's haruyin, it's possible. It doesn't mean it always comes that way.
Usually. Haruyin. The statistics are. Fine. The statistics are that this type of blemish.
Rashi says, sheyesh lema. Sheyesh lema.
It's probable.
That's not
Rashi.
It's
50-50?
It's possible to say.
Okay, fine. So, call him Shavuim Lava B'Yodam Royeh. So, if a shepherd is believed to say that it happened, it did not happen by me. It was a natural accident. But Royeh Kehanim Einim Nemonim. But then, why not the suspect? Because since they're the ones that are going to eat it, it's their meat. It's theirs. And they want to get the meat. So therefore, they are suspect. Therefore, we cannot. Yisrael has nothing to gain. What does he have to gain from this? It's not my animal. I'm not going to eat the meat. The animal goes to the kohen. I'll be lucky if he lets me participate according to one man the Amar. But the kohanim, it's their animal. They call the shots. It's their animal. So therefore, if they're going to tell us that this blemish came about through an accident and it was not inflicted by a human being, they're no geya bidavar. They're not nemon.
It's interesting. Just digressing, as it says over here, also in the bottom. That this is only bisman hazeh, but bisman hamigdash, they have no reason.
Carbon.
They bring it to the mizbeach and they eat it right away anyway. So they have nothing to gain. But he says, but there's a yesh. Even it says over here.
Even bisman shabuyeh.
Even based on mish,
because you get meat, you get the whole thing for yourself.
They don't have to bring
the avoda.
It's a schlep. Schlep.
Based on mish, do the whole avoda in a chanam. So both ends. Rayim goyim in a morning. Rav Moshe Mulvoyim Oymer Nemon who al yid al shol chaveru ve'in Nemon al shalatzim. No, a koyin is Nemon for his friend. If it's not my Bukhar, it's someone else's Bukhar, then. But not for myself. So we do trust the Bukhayim. Rabbi Meir says, no. HaChoshur al adavar loy donoy v'loy mi'idoy. He says, no, you're not going to be believed for nothing. Murder Gemish over here. He says over here, words of the Rashi. Very fascinating, the halachas here. Let's see Rashi over here. Roy Yishol Nirmon. Okay, jump down. Loy Mar Me'alem Neru Loy, by itself. Roy Yishol Nirmon, the next to Budavar. Over Gemara Mepharish, my Kari Roy Yishol, my Kari Roy Yishol Nirmon. Hard enough, I'm ruin love by the Adam. Alfit Shiesh Mum Shain ruin love by the Adam. Keep going. Baal Chomesh Raglayim. How did it get five legs? What you did it? You did some major surgery over here, plastic surgery. You put an extra leg. That's not a blemish that comes with the Adam. If it has five legs instead of four. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Machlokes. Chanamah 1 says, Roy Yisrael Beikoy Hanim Nemonim. Roy Koy Yisrael, who are Beikoy Hanim Nemonim, why Liligima Loy Chayshim? We're not concerned about Ligima. What's Ligima? Ligima means eating. What is the literal.
These shepherds now
are going to get food.
Are going to be eating dinner tonight.
Oh, they sing, because really, like time in the previous Mishulun yesterday, is that who, or 2 day, whatever it was, who gets to eat the meat? When the Koyhanim Shech the Bechor, who do they feed? Who is permitted to sit by their table? So anyone, even the Israelim, so if these shepherds are sitting by the table of the Koyhanim, we should suspect they want to be Matalamun because they have a good dinner. Tonight, I'll have a good dinner. No, it's an legim. What is legim? Legim means to eat. Rashi. The Shema Yidei Adam Rabbi Chavon V'Roy V'Zodim Meshak V'Bol Atik Dekedesh Yishchotei Rabbi Koyen V'Yachilenu Menu Imoy. That's what legim. Legim means to What's a good translation for the word legim? I forgot. A good translation.
Goyimlin.
What?
Goyimlin
is reciprocation. But that's a different sugya. The legima is not reciprocation. It's goyimlin, reciprocation. Okay, legima means it means eating. It means to benefit food benefit.
The tavis.
Benefit. Vaita. So therefore, we also, that's according to Tanakam. Tanakam he says it's going to be motor. Roye koyhanim be Yisrael ein emonim. Why? Mema Omar. Let us say the shepherd is guarding the animal, the bechor that now is the Yisrael. He's not Neman. Why? He says to himself, who will get this animal when it gets a blemish? I will get it. If I am the shepherd of the Yisrael, and the Yisrael, that's right, but he says to himself that since I'm the shepherd, it's not nice. They're cherets. Therefore, the chances are I will be the recipient of this bechor. Therefore, he's choshut.
Let's say he's never given him one in his life. He's not,
what?
Let's say he's been working for him for 40 years and he never gave him one bechor in his life.
Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe in that instance it may be different. Let's discuss the standard situation. Standard situation is a very high probability that he will be getting this bechor because since he's taken care of...
If he gets it, then it's a problem. If he does it, if he's not giving it, if he wants to give it.
But he's
going to
be matil or mum because he anticipates that he will get it. There's an anticipation.
It should be a chilek.
There's an anticipation. Right now, I'm the shepherd by a Yisrael. He has to give it to a koye and he can't give it for himself. It's likely I'm going to get it because I'm the one that's matriach. So therefore, the koyein is not nem. So in the mail, let's review. When it says in the Mishnah that the Roy Yisrael is nemon, even a shepherd for a koyein, the animal is already in the rishus of the koyein, and the Yisrael is shepherding the animal. Even there, the Yisrael is nemon because, listen, even though I'm going to have a good meal tonight, but that's not enough of a reason for me to be matalamun, because the benefit that I get is minimal. Maybe he won't invite me to dinner. Maybe he'll invite his friends to dinner. And if I'll get to it, I'll get a little portion, I'm not getting the whole animal. Mamel, it's not kedai for me to do an avera for some dessert. But when it comes to the koyin, it's vice versa. The koyin is the shepherd by the Yisrael, and the Yisrael has not yet given the animal to the koyin. Then there's a concern of what's the word over here? There's the word of legima. Lilagima, that he's going to give it to me because I'm, and therefore I it might be kedai for me to be matalimum in order to get this animal. Baita. Koyhanim, what is the halacha be? Koyin lekoyin. Also, the chayshin legoyimlin. Here's your word, goyimlin. Reciprocation. What's reciprocation?
You
scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, and you'll scratch my back.
You pass the limon, I'll pass the yomim.
Reciprocation. Beautiful word. Goyim reciprocation. If I'm the shepherd for you, I'll be matal mum in the animal so you can get it, so that next time around you'll be matal mum in my animal so I can get it. Reciprocation. V'yah, so that's the Tanakama. V'yah, so now we go right in the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah. Yields no. No, we're not chayish. In other words, loy chayishinon legoimlin. We're not chayish legoimlin. According to the Tanakhama, we're chayish legoimlin. According to the second man, we're not chayish legoimlin. That I will be believed for you because I don't suspect I'm getting back later on. The yasr amel lemeimar hachosh al adavar, a person that's chosh lendonu v'loy miidai, loy donu v'loy miidai. He holds that you can't testify. And what does that mean? And what is he coming to say over here in the Gemara? I think I have to turn the page to this Rashi. The person says Rashi, the Chashim Goyimlin, Hachosh al Davar, took all the way down. The Rashi over here are not typically, normally the Rashi are on the same, the right page. Not in this case. In this case, Rashi, so this goes to the next page. Hachoshud al Shel Chaveroi, Bein Rabbi, Bein Acher, So what is he saying? If you chosh al shel chaveroi on your friend, bein rabbi, bein acher. So he's coming to say whether it's going to be your master, whether it's going to be another koyein. Deloy nechshedu koyhanim ella al habuchar. What is the is aleph? Ella al habuchar shel atzmai. Shekvar nosnu lo Yisrael. So therefore, hachosh al adav v'dahaynu koyhanim shechosh nuch al abuchares. Lo idanu, next Rashi.
I have no clue what's going on over here, to be honest with you.
What?
I have no clue
what... I'll listen to the Rashi, we'll come back and explain. Lo idanu lo meidai, lo kamei m'parich ha-meir ha-hayna tanakam. Okay, good, very good. So that's the same as that. So right now, let's leave it.
We have
to
go back. We have bu adin koyin.
A coin to another coin.
Coin haroya. Right. The shepherd.
To another coin.
To another coin.
Is not going to be.
So there's coin. There's Reuven who's a coin, and Shimon's a coin. And Reuven has shepherds, and Shimon has shepherds.
Say it again.
There's two bosses. There's a coin boss. There's two. Both the bosses are kohanim. And the shepherds are
Kohanim.
Also known as are
stop. Let's start the Gemara again. Start the Gemara again.
Who are then Kohen? Who are then Kohen? That's a shepherd for a Bechor, for a Kohen Acher.
Maybe right. Who's the Balabas? The owner of the animal is a Kohen. But the shepherd is not the owner.
Obviously not.
He's the caretaker.
Shepherd is never the
he's
owner.
The caretaker.
Okay, so what
question.
So what
is a caretaker, he's shepherding, he's taking care of this animal for, that is a Bechor. It's out in the field.
Okay, taking care of the animal, right?
And it's not my animal. It belongs to the Kohen, not to me. It's not to me. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the Kohen. It belongs to him. He already has possession. The Kohen already has the animal in his possession. We learned, after 30 days, they give it to him. Until 30 days, the Bechor is in the Rishus of the Yisrael. After 30 days, the Bechor is given to the Kohen. It's the Kohen's problem to take care of it until it gets a blemish. So it's possible the Bechor can be in the possession of a Yisrael or in the possession of a Kohen. The second part of the Mishnah is where the Bechor is already in the possession of a Kohen. Who's taking care of it? Either a Yisrael is taking care of it, or a Kohen is taking care of it. If a Yisrael is taking care of it, what would he have to gain by doing an Avera and inflicting a blemish? Good dinner tonight. Good dinner. If a Kohen is the shepherd, what does he have to gain? Much more. Much more. Because the day my boss is a Kohen, and now when I tell my boss that you get a blemish, that it's a blemish, The boss is now going to have a whole animal that he can eat,
which he had before as well.
Nobody was waiting very patiently. It could take a very, very long time. He doesn't have patience, my boss.
The shepherd is either Yisrael or the shepherd is a Kohen.
Let's discuss now where the shepherd is a Kohen.
Okay,
so and the boss is the boss is a Kohen.
Right.
Who has possession of the animal?
The Kohen.
So, but can the Kohen at this moment do I benefit? No. Okay. At this moment, there's a time. Okay. When it gets a blemish, that's when the Kohen will have benefit. The kohen is impatient.
Yeah, the kohen now has the same benefit that he has, but if the Yisrael told him that he has a blemish, or if the kohen
right. Now let us say yet the halach is we believe a Yisrael, but we do not believe a kohen. We believe a Yisrael.
Even though he's gonna have a good dinner, but a kohen
we don't believe. Why not?
Goyimlin.
What's goyimlin? Because today, who's the owner of the animal? You. And who is the owner of the animal?
The kohen.
Yeah. Who's the shepherd? Me.
Right.
Tomorrow, it may very well be our fortunes will be reversed. Uh-huh. And you will be the shepherd for me. And it'll be my animal. And when my animal will get a blemish, I will rake in the money. I'll rake in the dough. So I'm preparing for the future.
The kohen's shepherd. Is Taka making a mum with his own hands?
Deliberately making a mum,
help you out
so you can eat the animal tonight for dinner, so that next year, when I'm going to be the balabas, it's going to be my animal, you're going to be the shepherd, you'll go and flip it in.
You take care of making mum in my animals, and making mum in your animals.
Right, exactly. Now, you can't say that throw when it comes to the Yisraelim, because the Yisrael never gets an animal. Never. He never has an opportunity to
get and getting dinner is not enough.
He never has an opportunity.
So crying out loud, why is it if this coin is such a low life, so why he go at night to the pen and make the mummy? He's gotta rely on his shepherd to be making the mummy?
Because the shepherd is the one that can do it. The balabais does the goyim
all night. His hand dirty.
Exactly. When you're the shepherd, so these things happen. When you're the balabas, you don't gotta do it.
Leil says.
Oh, so we don't even know what he says.
Even this royal coin. Can be made.
We don't know what he says. That's the Morizin's Kasha. The more we don't know. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel ben Omer, Neman hu al shel chaveray, the einay Neman al shel atzmar. We do know. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, you're always going to be Neman. Rabbi Shimon is much more makel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you're always going to be Neman. A koyin for a koyin. Even a koyin for a koyin, or in every possible situation we're going to allow, we're going to believe you. A coin for a coin. Now, this we do not know what it says. This is something which is confusing. The last opinion. We don't know what he means. The last opinion is, if you're suspect, which simply means to say that you're not neman not for yourself, and you're not neman for your friend. Now we have to leave that alone for one moment to clarify what is the sheet of the third opinion. Good? Hold off. Now, the Charama. Remember, the Gemara started off with Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Two different Amorayim. We learn now one approach, one way to explain the machlokes. Chad, one opinion says everything we just said is according to one of the two opinions. The Chad Omar and the other one of these two people, Omar, he says a little bit differently. Roye Yisrael, the Hein Koyhanim Nemonim. So what does he say different? He says it's not two different cases. Until now, we learned that it's two separate cases. We had Roye. Yisrael, and we had Roy Kohanim.
Right.
So what we get? Let's review. What was Roy Yisrael? A shepherd working for a Kohen. And was case number two? A shepherd who is a Kohen working for Yisrael, and he says, I'm going to end up getting it. So there were two separate cases. And then we explained the machlokes, all the different opinions. Now the Gemara comes in, and then the Chacham one says, no, that's not the case. The case now is two different types of situations. It's not one case. We're discussing Roye Yisrael. Who is the balabas? Who owns the animal? The animal is owned by a Yisrael. A Roye Yisrael. Vehein koyhanim.
Roy, it just sticks in the way. Roy behemah shel Yisrael.
Right, you have to eat one more. The Roy, the animal is owned by a Yisrael, and who is the shepherd? A kohen. That is the only case that we are discussing. We're not discussing the other way around. We have the animal is owned by a Yisrael. In other words, the second case. Vehein koyhanim nemonim. They're going to be believed. Why are they going to be believed? So it changed everything. Because until now, we said they're not going to be believed in that type of case. If the animal was owned by a Yisrael and the shepherd is a Kohen, what do we say in the first man, the Omar? What did we say?
Good.
We said,
good.
No, we said it's no good.
The shepherd is a Yisrael?
The shepherd is a Kohen.
We didn't say shepherd is Yisrael.
What do we say in the beginning? We said in the beginning the animal was owned by who? Was owned by a Yisrael. The second case, we broke up the brides in two different cases. We broke them two different cases. And in the second case, what was the halacha? The animal is owned by who? The animal is owned by a... animal is owned by a Yisrael, and the shepherd is a Kohen. Is the Kohen believed to say that it got a blemish b'dei Shemayim? No. Why not? Because the Kohen says that I'm going to get the animal. Meima Omar. If I'm the caretaker, it's only the derech eretz that the owner will give me the bechor. So I want to accelerate the. I want my meat right now. I have what to gain. I have $1,000. What to gain? I want my meat right now. You're not going to be neman. So that's we broke up the brayos into two cases. We have the case of the roye Yisrael, period, and the roye Kohanim. And the case of the roye Kohanim, we paskin the roye Kohanim is not going to be neman because he says Meima Omar. He says to himself, I want to be benefit. But now, in the second version, it's one case. And when it's going to be one case, we're discussing exactly this situation where the animal is owned by a Yisrael and the shepherd is a Kohen. And it says, see, the Neman. He's Neman. The shepherd, oh, but I'm going to be the one that's going to get it. A Roye Yisrael, let's see who was in the start of the year. The Chadim one says, Roye Yisrael, the Hein Kohen, Neman, Meimo Omar. Do you believe this? I'm definitely not getting it. Yes, I'm a shepherd. I'm a Kohen. What do you mean
that's from before? Why would he think that he's getting it?
Derech Eretz. If I'm the one that takes care of it, according to this man, the Yomar, even though I'm the caretaker, but there are people out there in the community that are better than me, they're telling me the Chachamim, and it's not likely that the Yisrael is going to give it to me, he'll give it to a Talmud Chacham. So if I have nothing worth it, I'm not going to be believed. Meimar, Omar, Leshav, Tzumir, Abonim, Yav, Lididi. But let's say now there are two cases. I really made it. There are only two cases. But let's say the other way. I didn't rewrite. There are two cases, but the two cases are the other way around. Roye Kohanim, the animal belongs. Who does the animal belong to? The animal belongs to a Kohen. And Vehein Yisrael, but the shepherds are Yisraelim. So then, Einam Neman. That's what we have to do. The Mahalakha, we're learning different. Einam Neman, why not? What are you afraid for? Dinner? Dinner? It's Kedai for them to go. We are Chayish Lulagim. In this interpretation, if the shepherds are Yisraelim and the animal is owned by Yekoni, he wants it to get a blemish, that we have a good dinner tonight. The kol shekein, in this interpretation, goes without saying, a koyein lekoyein deloy chayishinon legoimlin, but v'chayishinon, here you have to eat a lot of different words over this, it's very complicated over here. But let's say it's a koyein for a koyein. Let's say the animal is owned by a koyein, and the shepherd is a koyein. The animal is owned by a koyein, and the shepherd is a koyein. So are we concerned that legima, that I'm going to get a good dinner? No. If we are concerned. We're going to be concerned that if we're concerned lulegima when it comes where the shepherd is a Yisrael, we're going to have a good dinner. Certainly, the kohanim who are shepherds are going to want a good dinner. But what about goimlin reciprocation? No, we don't need to come on to that. If we're already going to be chayish for legima, we do not need to enter into the arena of goimlin, because goimlin has applications all over Shas. All over Shas. So we don't want to go get into that case of goimlin. Here we don't need to get into goimlin, because since we've already established that even if the shepherd is a Yisrael, it's going to be osur, because there's a concern that the Yisrael wants a good dinner. So certainly the Kohen who's a shepherd wants a good dinner, because he's better, because he's a Kohen. I'm a Kohen, I'm one of you, I want a good dinner. Do we need to enter into the arena of Goyim? We don't need to enter in that arena of Goyim. But v'chayishin in l'legima. And then what's the next of the Yos? Rabbi Shimon l'meimar, nemun al shel chaveroi, ve'ein nemun al shel atzma. He says, you're going to be nemun when it comes to someone else, you're going to be nemun yachavim when it comes to yourself. You're always going to be nemun. You're always going to be nemun when it comes to someone else. So in other words, we're not going to be chayish for goimlin, for legima. We're not chayish legima. And the also, for nothing. Now the Gemara has to come to tie this loose ends of what's going to be enough meaning to the last man the Amar and the first man the Amar, which unfortunately we have to stop over here. Okay, I got to stop over here.